Hey Mike! Today, we're diving into the eerie and gripping world of SDLKR, Shadow of Chernobyl. Let me set the scene for you. Imagine you're exploring the desolate, radioactive wastelands near Chernobyl, not just to survive, but to thrive amidst the chaos. This isn't just a game, it's a test of survival instincts in one of the most hostile environments ever rendered on PC. Now, why should you explore this digital dystopia? Well, for starters, the game masterfully combines elements of first-person shooter action with deep, open-world exploration and role-playing dynamics. You'll find yourself searching for valuable artifacts, attempting to survive against ravenous mutants, and navigating treacherous anomalies. Oh, and don't let me forget the radioactive puns. This game is truly electrifying. The most intense part? You have to be ready for the zone's countless surprises. One moment you might be fending off mutated creatures, the next you're navigating swirling anomalies that defy the laws of physics. It's this unpredictability that makes Shadow of Chernobyl so intensely captivating. You never know what's lurking around the next corner, and sometimes it's better the devil you don't know. Visually, the game leans heavily into a gritty, atmospheric style that perfectly captures the eerie essence of its setting. The graphics, while not top of the line by modern standards, enhance the brooding, haunting feel of the zone. The constant threat of rain, muddied landscapes, and crumbling Soviet architecture create an environment that's as beautifully dangerous as it is decrepit. It's survival of the fittest, painted with a brush dipped in the surreal and the hazardous. If you've enjoyed games with similar vibes like Metro 2033 or Fallout, you will likely find yourself absorbed in this treacherous journey. The stark ambience and gripping challenges in SDLKR bear similarities to these popular titles, but with its own unique signature that combines folklore with a post-apocalyptic setting uniquely grounded in our real world's dark history. However, if you're not into titles that place heavy emphasis on survival elements and resource management, you might find parts of the game a bit taxing. The intensity and constant risk of doom can weigh heavily on those looking for a casual experience. But here's the thing, Mike. Every step you take, every choice you make in this game, has weight. It's about using your wits to navigate a world where danger is not just a feature, but a constant companion. That thrill, my friend, is worth the experience. To wrap it up, if you're in the mood for a game that keeps you on the edge of your seat with its tightening tension and demands savvy exploration, Shadow of Chernobyl could just be your next favorite expedition into the unknown. Beware, as everything in this zone is not what it seems. So gear up, stay alert, and may your Geiger counter guide you safely through the shadowy wilds of the zone. Thanks for hanging out with me today, Mike. Until next time, stay safe in the real world, and remember, keep your eyes peeled in the zone.